Horatius Bonar said, accept the Bible just from your parents and you have a hereditary creed. Receive these scriptures from the church and you end up with a traditional creed. Place God's word in the test tube of your brain and try to reason it out, and it is purely an intellectual creed. The facts are, without the scriptures, we stand unprotected and unruled and perhaps unruly. Without the scriptures, we have no other course. We make up our own faith, live by our own opinions. David knew better than that when he said in Psalm 119:19, I am a pilgrim here on earth. How I need a map, and your commands are my chart and guide. End of quote. Let me suggest to you that studying biblical personalities, that is, doing character studies like the one you did today, can provide a map for your own life. The commands of God are consistent, and yet these different persons help us see God's dealing with us with a variety of experiences in His truth. So we have the same truth of God, but different expressions of it in biblical characters. There isn't a problem that we'll come up against, ladies, in our own lives or in the lives of those that we love for which God has not mapped out a solution. And now that you've done at least this one character study on your own, it is my prayer that you'll continue to gain the rewards of such studies by digging out leading lessons from different lives using the example of this outline on page 42 in your study book. 1 Corinthians 10:11 says, now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction. In Romans 15:4 in the Phillips translation says, for all those words which were written long ago are meant to teach us today, that when we read in the scriptures of the endurance of men and of all the help that God gave them in those days, we may be encouraged to go on hoping in our own time. Let's think about some of the other teaching values of the character study. For instance, the truths and principles that always apply to life will show through these texts as we read. Also, the facts or the details of the characters will add insight or life to situations that we have never personally experienced. Another prize or treasure that we receive from this is the promises that we uncover. Because you see, God's commands and God's promises apply to every generation. How this person believed or failed to believe God, how he obeyed or failed to obey God, will give us a view into our own futures as we see how what they did affected their lives. Indications that God was at work in their lives when they could not see the end, and that he was at work in the good and in the bad times, can certainly be a giant encouragement to us to just persist and press on. Now, there are some books that you will want to begin to collect that will be a valuable resources to you. For instance, in studying the Word of God, you will find that a concordance is a great help, something perhaps like Cruden's Complete Concordance, published by Zondervan. Then you could take any character, such as we did the Shunammite woman in this study, and you could look up that person in the concordance and find every passage relating to that person. You could read all those passages and begin to do your character study. Of course, if it's a major character in the Bible, then you probably will have to limit your study to one specific portion or phase of his or her life. Another book that can give you some background on the verses that you look up is Haley's Bible Handbook. This is also put out by Zondervan. Another real help in doing Bible study is a book called The Treasury of Scripture Knowledge, published by Revell. This gives you page after page of cross-references that could certainly help you a great deal and save a good bit of time. For looking up definitions of words that you're unfamiliar with, a book like The New Bible Dictionary by J.D. Douglas, published by Erdmann's, would be a wise purchase. If you're the kind that would like to take a closer look at the Greek words, then you might choose a book like An Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words by W.E. Vine. Some of you might enjoy looking up the geographical locations, such as the Shunammite woman's spot of hospitality, or the Old Testament battlefields, or the country where Jesus walked, or the missionary journeys of Paul. If you're interested in this kind of thing, then purchasing a Bible atlas would be a great help. Another book that offers a good bit of just general help and information is Henrietta Mears' book, What the Bible is All About. Now, there's another type of very thrilling Bible study, which I did not mention in the study book, and that's called a topical study. It's similar to the character study in that references are collected from all over the Bible and studied, but you're studying a single topic in the topical study. Here are some suggestions on how you might do a topical study. The first thing you do is locate the references on the topic you have chosen. And in doing this, you would use a concordance or perhaps a book like Knave's Topical Bible. If your topic was, for instance, the Word of God, or the Servant of God, or love, joy, peace, purity, then you would check your concordance or your topical textbook for that particular topic, and then list all the references and the key thoughts of each reference. Secondly, look down through those references and select a key verse or key verses out of all the ones that you've listed. Thirdly, define the key words. Maybe you would want to use just a regular English dictionary or a Bible dictionary or even one of the Greek dictionaries that we mentioned earlier. Fourthly, make an outline. And to do this, I suggest that you arrange these references in categories. And as you begin to arrange them in categories, this will help you see what your major divisions should be in your outline. Let me just give you a sample of what I mean. For instance, if your topic was the Word of God, then the major divisions of your outline might be something like this. 1. Uses of the Word of God. And under that, you would list all of the references which tell uses of the Word of God. Secondly, God's attitude toward His Word. And under this, you would list all verses that show God's attitude toward His Word. 3. Examples of Hebrews 4:12 at work in the Scriptures. Hebrews 4:12 now is a reference that tells what the Word of God is and does. So then under number 3, you could list various verses that illustrate how this works. 4, ways God's Word can be effective in my life or in a life. Now let me give you another example. If your topic was on being a servant, your outline might be something like this. 1, scriptural definition of servanthood. 2, biblical examples of this definition of servanthood. 3, God's comments on servants or servanthood. 4, difference between scriptural definition of servanthood and the world's concept of servanthood. Now, after listing the verses under these major categories, then the fifth thing you would do would be to write a paragraph summarizing the major teaching or the central truth of each division or each major category. And then you would list major conclusions and principles which you can draw from what you've learned. And the last thing would be to write a personal application, and you remember that we've outlined how to do this on page 37 of your book. Well, beloved, I trust that these words will be a little help to you in perhaps building up a little library of your own to help you to better study the Word of God. And as you get more involved studying the teachings of the Bible, I pray that you will see how it is the very mortar which cements the stability of our Western civilization. And I pray that you would care more for reading its pages than merely honoring its presence. And I trust that you're finding out that it is not dry on the inside just because it's been dusty on the outside. And while others extol its cultural contributions, ladies, don't you ignore its call to commitment. Have a good day today.